Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews and Naomi Collins, your host today on Bible Book Club, where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Our message for today is called A Great Wave of Persecution Began. We're reading from the Book of Acts, and you know we're reading the Bible in 1 year, and I am so excited that I have almost 500 people following us on Bible Book Club. That encourages me because the Bible is not a book. It is a sword. It is one of the armor of God that he has given us in order to fight the enemy. Isn't that wonderful? So the more word that you get inside of your heart, the more power you will be able to put up the shield of faith, believe for healing, for salvations, and who knows what gifts God will give you, right? Amen. So we're reading chapter 8, Acts chapter 8. And, I've heard about Stephen. He was one of the disciples in the church. He actually was an elder in the church, and he helped people with clothes, food, and whatever else. Anyway, the Jewish leaders got angry at him because Stephen told them he would discuss with them, and, contrary to their words, he would discuss things with them. And so they got angry at him. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed upward into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at God's right hand. And he told them, "Look, I see the heavens opened and Jesus, the Messiah, standing beside God at his right hand." And then the leaders, the Jewish leaders, mocked him and putting their hands over their ears and drowning out his voice with their shouts, and they dragged him out of the city to stone him. The official witnesses, the executioners, took off their coats and laid them at the feet of a young man named Paul. And we're going to talk about him later. As the murderous stones came hurling at him, Stephen prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And he fell into his knees shouting, "Lord, don't charge them with this sin." And with that, he died. Paul was in complete agreement with the killing of Stephen, and a great wave of persecution of the believers began that very day, sweeping over the whole church in Jerusalem, and everyone except the apostles fled into Judea and Samaria. But some godly Jews came, and with great sorrow they buried Stephen. Paul was like a wild man, going everywhere to devastate the believers, even entering private homes and dragging out men and women alike and jailing them. But the believers who had fled Jerusalem went everywhere preaching the good news about Jesus. Philip, for instance, went into the city of Samaria and told people there about Christ. Amen. Sister Naomi?
Yes.
How are you?
How's everyone? I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Amen. Very good. In victory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
But the believers who had fled Jerusalem, went everywhere preaching the good news about Jesus. Isn't that good? And we can follow that leadership. We can follow that example today. Even though this was written in the Bible a couple thousand years ago, we can take that as our lead for today. We need to go everywhere, everywhere, and preach the gospel, the good news, which is the gospel. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, because that is so true. In this very week, I've been ministering to people on the street, people from other countries, pastors from other countries, on the Facebook and in person. And yesterday I had a chance to lead an elderly man to know Jesus. And that is our job. We do it where we work.
Yes.
We do it in the house. We do it with the neighbors. We do that. Why? Because we know Jesus. And we need other people to know Jesus in order for them to know what is the door to get into heaven. And for that reason, if the Lord tells me to say something, believe me, I will say something. If he tells me to call somebody, I'll call them up. If he tells me to share a word with someone, I will do it. And I will pray with anyone that the Lord wants me to pray for or pray with. Is that true, Naomi? You share the gospel everywhere. Go ahead.
Yes, I do. I share the gospel everywhere I go. I try to be on alert for someone who God may be leading me to minister to. And I'm not afraid to do so because I have, well, first of all, the Holy Spirit empowers me. So that's a good thing. And I also have in my heart that the notion that the main thing that all of us should be doing as Christians is ministering to people. We should be introducing salvation to people. Because time is winding up. I know you're tired of hearing that, but it's the truth. Jesus is coming back, and he's coming back soon. And we may see him in our lifetime. So shouldn't we love Jesus enough to want to help save, help those around us and our families, our friends, our neighbors? We want to help them to receive salvation and make it into heaven. Amen.
Amen. I know Jesus doesn't want anybody to go into the lake of fire. And I don't want any human being going there, because not too good people are going to be there. And so we want you to go to heaven. Naomi, how can they go to heaven? What must they do?
How can they go to heaven? They must. They must be in a repentant state, repent of their sins. They must get it right with God. As the song says, get right with God and do it now. Confess your sins and live a life that's worthy to be called a son or brother of Jesus Christ. We're not perfect. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. However, because of Jesus dying on the cross for our sins, we have the opportunity to make it into heaven. Otherwise, we wouldn't make it in. But it has to go through Jesus Christ. We have to receive our salvation. Amen?
Amen. And there's kind of three steps to that, because I like what Jimmy Swaggart said. Because you know what? His message has not changed in probably 50 years. He calls it the message of the cross. If you... Jesus, what is the message of the cross? Jesus came of a virgin. He died on the cross for you and me. He shed his blood for every single person. And after that, he arose on the third day, and he is in heaven right now getting ready to come back. Because Jesus said before he went away, in John chapter 14, he said, I am going away, but don't be sad, because when I go to the Father, I will prepare a mansion for you. And then when the time is right, I will come back and receive you unto myself. You will ever be with Jesus forever. And he said he's going to wipe away every tear. He's going to take all of our pain. And many people have pain today. He's going to take it away if you give it to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Friends, pray for the safety of Christians everywhere who continue to share the gospel despite being persecuted. And all many pastors who are in other countries like the Middle East or India or any Africa, many of those places, they are being persecuted and killed because they have a Bible. Or they preaching in the street. And that, they tell me, pray for us that God will protect us because we will share the gospel even if we have to die for the love of Christ. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
I'm praying for all of the evangelists, all of the missionaries, people who are going out in the field, and we cannot go sometimes for whatever reason, but there are people that God has called to do that ministry, and we need to keep them in prayer and plead the blood over them that God will protect them in every situation. Yes, 2 Corinthians 4:7-8 says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. What does that mean? Right now, our spirit is living in an earthen vessel because we came from the earth. And one day we will go back to the earth. But that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We cannot take any glory. We may be troubled on every side, but we're not distressed. We may be perplexed, but we're not in despair. We might be persecuted, but God has not forsaken us. We might be cast down, but we're never destroyed. Because even if our body dies, our spirit goes to be with God. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. What does that mean? The life of Jesus is in you. And even if people don't understand it, when they look at you, they say, there's something special about you. Tell me what it is. Why I see like a glow coming from you or the way that you talk or something like that. But that is the gift that God has put in us, the Holy Spirit that shines through us. Amen? And amen.
Hello,
let me pray
amen.
Real quick. Amen. Father God, we pray for each one who hear this word. We ask you to touch their heart, move in their spirit, and give them eternal life. Let them ask you to forgive them, and you will forgive every sin. It doesn't matter what it is, and they can be your child today. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.